Welcome to episode 1131 of the Instant Trivia Podcast, where we delve into the most intriguing trivia on the internet. Let's jump right into the podcast. Our first round is titled Better Known As. The first question in this round is Marion Morrison. The answer is John Wayne, an iconic American film actor known for his roles in Western films. Next question. Stardust man David Jones. The answer is David Bowie, an influential British musician and actor who left an indelible mark on the world of music, fashion, and pop culture. Here comes the third question. Funny man Cornelius Chase. The answer is Chevy Chase, a well-known American comedian, actor, and writer who gained fame on Saturday Night Live. Fourth question. Y2 radio propagandist Eva D'Aquino. The answer is Tokyo Rose, a name given by Allied troops in the South Pacific during World War II to all female English-speaking radio broadcasters of Japanese propaganda. The final question of this round. Norma Jean Baker. The answer is Marilyn Monroe, one of the most popular sex symbols of the 1950s, who starred in numerous successful motion pictures during the early 1960s. Round 2, the category, Famous Flops. Let's start with the first question. McDonald's hope for Meatless Friday was the Hula Burger, this fruit topped with cheese and grilled. The answer is a pineapple. The Hula Burger was McDonald's attempt at a meatless sandwich for Catholics observing Lent, but it was not well received. The second question. In 1959, only 2,846 of this oversized and overpriced car's 1960 line were made before it was discontinued. The answer is the Edsel. Named after Henry Ford's son, Edsel Ford, the car is famous for being a marketing disaster and is often cited as a cautionary tale in business studies. Now the third question. Businesses stuck with carbon paper because this company's 1949 Model A was slow, messy, and hard to use. The answer is Xerox. Although Xerox is now known as a leader in document technology, their initial products like the Model A faced major issues. The fourth question. Consumers didn't warm up to the non-refrigerated milk in this company's 1998 cereal and milk combo product. The answer is Kellogg's. This once failed product was called Breakfast Mates and included cereal, milk, and a spoon in a single package. The final question in this round. This company's 1983 Lisa computer died because it was slow and pricey, but the graphical user interface lived on in other products. The answer is Apple. Despite the failure of Lisa, its innovative graphical user interface was later incorporated into Apple's successful Macintosh computers. Round 3, let's start. The category, National Sites. The first question is, the Golden Spike Historic Site in this state commemorates the completion of the first transcontinental railroad. The answer is Utah. The Golden Spike National Historic Site at Promontory Summit, Utah, marks the spot where the Central Pacific and Union Pacific Railroads met on May 10, 1869. Next up, the second question. This island that was home to a notorious prison is part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area in San Francisco. The answer is Alcatraz. Alcatraz Island is home to the abandoned prison, the site of the oldest operating lighthouse on the west coast of the United States, and early military fortifications. The third question. This D.C. National Historic Site is the only one that's also an active theater. The answer is Ford's Theater, known for being the location where President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth, Ford's Theater remains an active playhouse. The fourth question in this round, commemorating a 1965 civil rights march, is the Selma to This City National Historic Trail in Alabama. The answer is Montgomery. The Selma to Montgomery National Historic Trail recognizes the events, people, and route of the 1965 Voting Rights March in Alabama. The final question in this round. This state's only national memorial honors clergyman Roger Williams. The answer is Rhode Island. The Roger Williams National Memorial commemorates the life of the founder of Rhode Island, a champion of the ideal of religious freedom. Round 4, the category, Katie Couric, Witness to History. Here's the first question. Katie Couric delivers the clue. In 2006, on my first broadcast as anchor of the CBS Evening News, I reported that this group that formerly ruled Afghanistan was back with a vengeance. The answer is the Taliban. The Taliban is a fundamentalist group that ruled Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001 and was toppled by a U.S.-led invasion. The second question. Katie Couric delivers the clue. On 60 Minutes in 2009, I conducted the first interview with this pilot, who vividly described birds filling the entire windscreen. The answer is Sullenberger. Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger heroically landed U.S. Airways Flight 1549 on the Hudson River in 2009, saving all passengers on board. Now the third question. Katie Couric delivers the clue. In a 2008 foreign policy interview, I asked this candidate, "Have you ever been involved with any negotiations with the Russians?" It seemed like a reasonable question. The answer is Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin was the Republican vice presidential nominee in 2008. Her lack of foreign policy experience was a significant issue during the campaign. The fourth question. Katie Couric delivers the clue. My first network job was as deputy correspondent at this site, preparing me for interviewing the Petraeuses and Odiernos of the world. The answer is the Pentagon. The Pentagon is the headquarters of the United States Department of Defense and is one of the world's largest office buildings. The final question. Katie Couric delivers the clue. This Saudi royal was still crown prince when he did an exclusive interview with me in 2003. Now he's king. The answer is Abdullah. King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud served as the king of Saudi Arabia from 2005 until his death in 2015. Moving to the last round, the category, G.I. Joe. Our first question is, because 60s boys didn't play with dolls, Hasbro coined this two-word term to describe Joe. The answer is an action figure. This term was specifically coined to make G.I. Joe toys more appealing to boys. The second question is, 1967's female G.I. Joe, now worth thousands in mint condition, wasn't a warrior, but had this caring job. The answer is a nurse. The female G.I. Joe figure, also known as G.I. Nurse, was introduced as a companion to the male G.I. Joe action figure. Here comes the third question. The original 11.5-inch long Joe began a long hiatus, or was he undercover, the year after this real conflict ended? The answer is the Vietnam War. The original 12-inch G.I. Joe line was discontinued in 1976, a year after the end of the Vietnam War. The fourth question. In the 80s, this pro wrestler with a rank in his name became the first real person to join the G.I. Joe Corps. The answer is Sanjit Slaughter. Real-life wrestling star Sonnen Slaughter was integrated into the G.I. Joe storyline as a special drill instructor. The final question. In the 70s, Joe took up martial arts and learned this grip. The answer is Kung Fu. The Kung Fu grip was a popular feature added to the G.I. Joe line in the mid-1970s, reflecting the martial arts craze of the time. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this trivia-filled journey, and we look forward to having you join us again tomorrow for more exciting trivia.